Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. Sorry about that, folks. I saw something shiny and my mind wandered for a second there. Wow. It's going to be one of those days. Hey, we're having a special daytime show today, and I'm very excited about it. I'm taking a break from working on this new, I'm not supposed to say what they are, but I'm working on a new Elizabeth Taylor painting, which will be unveiled later this week. There'll be details on my website and blog and Facebook and social media and all that. Got a whole bunch of new paintings going out, so stay tuned for that. But we're not talking about paintings today. We've got a fantastic guest on today. I am very, very excited to have her on. We've got Miss Jada Vance on. Jada, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. I am a big fan of yours. I've been watching a lot of your videos and stuff, and man, what a set of pipes, huh? What a set of pipes. Now,
thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, I do not lie. And folks, if you get a chance, I'm telling you, YouTube is your friend. Pop in Jada Vance and just check out all those cool stuff that's going on. Now, Jada, tell us, you grew up outside of Nashville, right?
Yeah, about 45 minutes north of Nashville, right on the Tennessee-Kentucky state line.
Nice, nice. So music has always been, the reason I'm asking is, when you were a young girl, were you always, did you know that, you know, performing, that's what you were going to be doing? Were you, like, doing all that kind of stuff, like ballet dance and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I was in gymnastics at a really early age, and I did dance and theater, and I was always someone who was performing, but I never thought that I could do it as, like, my full-time career until about 2013, so.
Wow. Well, a little something happened in 2013. For those who don't know, while the rest of us were, you know, sitting around just doing our thing, Jada said, well, you know what? There's this little show on TV. I think I'm going to try to do something with it. And what was that show called again? I can't remember the name of it. It was, American Idol. And you did pretty well with that. That's got to be exciting, you know?
Yeah, it was an experience, that's for sure, but it was a great experience.
Nice, nice. Now, I've talked to people that have been involved. I have a good friend of mine who, her day job, I don't want to say who it is, but because she works in the business, but not in the entertainment side of it, in the business side of the entertainment business, if you know what I mean, folks. If that makes any sense. Well, anyway, she works for The Voice, and we were talking one day, and she said, you know, she goes, you don't know, these people, you know, they're working real, real hard, and you know, this is real serious, real right here, right now. When all this, when this happened, and they said, you know what, you know, go pack a bag, girly girl, you're going to Hollywood. I mean, did you almost have a heart attack? Did the work just to say, okay, I'm practicing more? What happened?
I mean, I was 16 at the time, and so it was the first time I'd ever ridden in an airplane, the first time I'd ever,
really?
Like, been anywhere other than Florida, like, so it was really, it was a really overwhelming experience for me, but if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be where I am, so, like, it was those type of things are like a roller coaster, I guess is the best way to explain this.
Nice, nice. Well, that's cool. No, but so 16, you were still in school and everything, right?
Absolutely. That was my junior year in high school. Well, into my sophomore year, beginning of my senior year. So missed a lot, but they were able to work with me, so it was awesome.
That's cool. That's cool. I'm trying to remember when I was 16 in high school. What was I doing? Oh, yeah, that was the year they said, you know, school's not for everybody. Maybe Jamie needs to go do something. No, I'm either kidding or joking, folks. You decide. it absolutely did happen. And I'll tell you, I spent a summer loading trucks and turned my attitude right around. I went, not that there's anything wrong with loading trucks. It's just hard work. And I went back to school in the fall with a complete attitude adjustment.
Absolutely. It'll do it to you.
I'm telling you, the party was over. But for you, you came back. You finished up and whatnot. Now, you do a lot of, as I'm seeing in my show notes here, you do a little bit of work still with some high school people, like cheerleading. You're helping out with cheerleading. What is that about?
Yeah.
The cheerleading boot camps or something?
Yeah. So, like I said earlier, you know, I grew up, you know, in gymnastics and tumbling and cheerleading and softball and all kinds of sports. So, it's been really cool, like being an adult and being able to, you know, teach other younger kids, you know, who I can see that have the same drive as I did when I was their age. And, you know, it's cool to be that authority figure that, you know, was there for me when, you know, I was young. So it's pretty cool.
Kind of a full circle deal. And, you know, it's cool too, because you're really cool. So, you know, if they need somebody to talk to and stuff, I'm telling you, I feel for, you know, it's funny, people, as I'm way down the food trough from you age wise. But as people get to be my age, you know, they kind of are like, oh, these kids, you know, and I can understand it. It's very easy to lose patience. But you know, I do not envy. I still remember that those years, and it's it can be crazy. There can be a lot going on, you know. And you know, everything's so important. You know, it's such a big deal, and it's really not. But to them, it is. You know, it was to me.
You know, we have our careers, and you know, younger people have their little careers too. You know, whether it be, you know, playing a sport or doing something academically. So I think I try to, you know, treat it the same way as I do my own job. So.
Well, very, very cool. Hey, I want to let people know, Jada, that on our show page, wherever you're listening, ladies and gentlemen, whether on our show page or on my website or wherever, to the podcast in the future, there's a link right there to Jada's website, www.jadavance.com. And it's a fantastic website. Get over there and all kinds of cool stuff going on there. And Jada, I've just been scrolling down a little bit on it, and I see, Jada, you've made the big time. I mean, you know, American Idol Schmeidel. You're going to be in the Henderson Christmas Parade. How about that?
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
I've made the big time.
That's right.
Yeah, that's Sunday, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, are you going to be on a float, or what do they got you doing?
Yeah, me and my mom and my fiance and a few other family friends, we all got together and built up this float. We like did a whole like little DIY type thing. So we didn't spend a whole lot of money on like a float kit to just pop up or anything. Like, we made it all by ourselves. And it's been really cool. You know, it's already been to Louisville. I was in the Louisville Christmas Parade last weekend.
Nice.
So we love these type things. So we're excited for it.
That's fantastic. That is so cool. Sounds like so much fun. No, folks, if you're in the Hendersonville area, I suggest you, you know, find the wherewithal and, you know, the way to do it. Get over there to the Christmas Parade and whatnot. You can see Jada and the whole gang there on the Jada van.
Yeah.
You know, Jada, I'm inspired. I need a Jamie Rocks float. Gosh darn it. I'm going to...
Come join me.
I'm telling you, it's too late this year, but next year, the wheels are... See, you've created a monster. You don't even know. People will be like,
the wheels are
who the heck is that guy? Why is he waving to it?
Jamie Rocks.
That's right. That crazy guy. What's going on? That's cool, though. That's a lot of fun. And you know, the cool thing, too, is it's smart because you're out there and you get to meet your fans and people and whatnot. That's very cool. I dig that. I'm digging
that. Yeah, it's cool because we also get to, we hand out candy and little promotion pictures and little download cards that we have out to the crowd, too, so we get to interact with them. So that's the funnest part.
Nice. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I also want to mention when you're over there at the jadavance.com, I want you to scroll down and there's a, you know, subscribe to her newsletter and whatnot. There's a little space there. Just pop your email in right there. And that way you can keep up to date with all things Jada Vance. And, you know, be like me. I've subscribed to it. Good
thank
stuff.
You.
Absolutely, man. Well, I want to know. You know, I want to know. I want to know where I can go get some candy and promotional photos at the Christmas parade. Come on, man. You got to get it down. You guys got to get down to South Florida here.
Right, exactly.
Say
we would love that. I said and not to mention, I know this is like kind of off subject, but I love the fact that you say absolutely all the time.
It's a bad habit. Oh my gosh. It's so funny that you bring that. It's, I have a couple words that I fall back on. It's just, I don't know what it is.
Yep. Me too.
Yeah, it's absolutely and fantastic's another one. Whatnot's another one. I have a friend of mine who's a actual professional radio, does a professional radio show, and we were talking at a party, and he mentioned that, and he's like, you know what you should need to do is put a rubber band on your wrist, and then you snap yourself every time you do it, and it'll, and I'm like, that seems like an awful lot of work for me.
I know.
Now, let me ask you, the new single... well, I don't know if it's new. Yeah. It's been out for a little bit now, but it's available. We're going to play two singles today. Hick and Roll. One of the things that I'm real excited about this is I just saw last night, and I don't know why I missed it. I know you had a lyric video up for it, but you've got the actual video for it.
Yes.
And it's a cool video.
Yes, thank you so much. We actually shot that in my hometown, so everything that you see in the video is a piece of my heart because, you know, I was raised around all of that. So it was really cool to be able to, you know, be in my hometown and, you know, give back to that as well.
Nice. Well, I did learn from the song, you know, that your mom's not a big sushi eater, but that's fine. I'm not either.
Yeah, she doesn't like it that much.
Oh, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, it's one of those things. And I lived in Southern California for about 10 years when I got out of college. And you know how those people in California are. I'm kidding. Don't send me emails. I'm joking, ladies and gentlemen. But no, every party you go to, man, that's what they do. They put out a sushi spread. And I'm just – I will tell you, Jada, and you can tell your mom this. The reason I don't eat sushi is a million years ago when I was a kid and working – you know, when you're – again, we were talking about being teenagers and whatnot. When you're that age, you work just terrible jobs. That's the kind of jobs you get. And they're horrible. And, you know, you work hard, or, you know, you study hard so you don't have to work in those terrible jobs and everything. But I worked at a restaurant. Everybody's like, yeah, so what? But it was a seafood restaurant. And I saw, you just don't want to be in the kitchen of a seafood restaurant. Oh,
no, because
bad.
After you leave, you smell like fish.
Oh, it's you know, it's so true. I was going to tell you, when I worked at that fish restaurant, every day I would leave, all these cats would follow me home. Every day, there would be like two or three cats following me home from work. And I never put it together. It was the fish smell. I bet you.
It was a fish smell. Yep, it definitely was. It's just like if you work at Subway, you smell like Subway sandwiches. Any restaurant like that, you end up coming out smelling like that if you work there.
My gosh, I need to work fried bacon restaurant is what I need to get a job doing.
Just smell like bacon walking down the street.
<You love me. laughs> Or donuts.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring, it's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool. And if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart. Be like me. Get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. TheC-Ring.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products. All featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
In October, you can help others while you heal yourself. L'Apothecary Unique is donating a portion of our proceeds to the Cancer Center. L'Apothecary Unique is the place to go for holistic, gluten-free skincare products. Each product starts from scratch in Tennessee, where all the flowers and herbs are homegrown. Everything is handmade and made to order. L'Apothecary Unique also offers hair care, beard and mustache oil and balm, smudge sticks, blessings oil, and medicinal salves. Use the code THINKPINK the entire month of October to get 10% off your purchase. Remember, we're also donating part of every sale in October to the Cancer Center. www.etsy.com/shop/L'Apothecary Unique.
Well, this is very cool. Now, you're also involved in all kinds of charities, Jada. You got, you're doing all kinds of stuff here. You got childhood cancer, veterans, MRSA awareness. I mean, man, you got it going on. That's very, very cool.
Yeah, I mean, I love working for those organizations and giving back, and it's cool to be able to have some sort of connection to each one of those. Because it makes it personable and lets people know that I'm real, you know what I'm saying? So it's really cool to give back to those organizations.
Well, you know, I have found, I do a lot of charity as well, and I have, people ask me all the time, they're like, you know, what's up with that? And I said, well, number one, it makes me feel good, feeling good for, you know.
Yep.
And I'll tell you a little secret, and this isn't why I do charity stuff, but it just seems to be something that I've noticed happen.
Yeah.
you know, you'll do an event or something like that, and you won't plan on it, but you'll meet somebody at that event that'll lead to something totally different, and
yep.
things happen when you're doing good deeds. It just
exactly.
is part of the universe. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it does. It's weird how that works, but I'm glad it does.
Absolutely. It's great to be a part of things like that.
That's Now, we were talking a little bit about Hick and Roll and the video and all that. I think we should play it, Jada. And after that, you have a brand new Christmas single. How cool is that?
Yes, absolutely. Awesome.
Very cool. Let's start with Hick and Roll because this is a great song. If you hear this song, well, number one, I want you to head over. It's everywhere. It's on iTunes, Spotify, and Apple Play, and all that kind of stuff. Wherever you buy digital music, you can buy it. But buy it, and then I want you to head over to YouTube video. It's a fun video too. Here it is, it's Jada Vance, Hick and Roll.
Better than that.
Pick and Roll by Jada Vance. Ladies and gentlemen, what a fantastic track. And yes, I just walked on the end of it by mistake there. Sorry about that. But the cool thing is you can get a copy wherever you buy digital music. It's everywhere, isn't it, Jada?
Absolutely. Anywhere.
Nice. You know, one of the cool things I want to mention, too, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if a lot of people, I mention this every so often on the show, but it's because it's a neat thing. What you can do, like say you're working in a, you know, you're at work or whatever, and you forget Bill or Sarah's birthday down a couple cubicles down. Well, yes, on your lunch hour, you can run out and get them a greeting card or whatever, and that's wonderful. But if you have their email address, when you buy on like iTunes or Amazon or whatever, it asks you if it's a gift, and if it is, you just put their email in it. It'll send it right to them, and they get it in their email and. That's kind of neat, where you can send somebody a track as a guest.
Yeah, it's really cool. And we have these download cards that we have that would make for, like, really good stocking stuffers or whatever that they can find on my website or on social media or anything. So.
Very, very cool. Jada, we've got a caller. You want to take a call?
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, this is all the way from Maryland. This is Vicky. Hello, Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Jada. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. You looked beautiful in the parade.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You do such awesome things for the kids.
Thank you so much. We try so hard.
You just answered my question, too. How can I get the download card for Unwrapping You?
Yeah, you can find them on my website, which is jadavance.com, or you can go to any social media site, and I think we have links put up, and I think it just leads you right back to my website to order those. Or email me at jadavancemusic@yahoo.com, and we can set up some stuff to send you one.
Sounds good. I hope you're ready for the holidays, and I wish you and your family a blessed new year.
Thank you so much, Vicky, and likewise.
Yeah, you got a lot of cool things coming up here in the future.
Thank you so much. You're so sweet.
All right, girlfriend. Sure. I will talk to
you. Very cool. Well, thank you, Vicky, for calling in and whatnot. That's pretty awesome. Now, Jenna, she mentioned a good thing. Do you guys do a we just had Thanksgiving, and you know, I know you're a Southern gal and whatnot, so I'm assuming
yeah.
It was a big to do at Thanksgiving. Is there a big one at Christmas as well?
Yeah, we always most of our dinners around the holidays are the same, mostly like turkey and ham and the whole shebang. We have quite a few people show up too, so it's awesome.
Yeah, you know, I love it. I tell you, my girlfriend Danny is her family is Catholic, and I've learned all these since we've been together. I've learned all these new holidays, and one of my favorite new holidays I learned about is this thing they do on Christmas Eve called the Feast of Fishes or something. I don't know the details of it, but all I know is we go to her uncle's and have a big feast of seafood, but it's all cooked.
Oh wow.
Yeah, there's no sushi.
That's awesome.
I like any holiday with the word feast in it, but that's just me. You know?
Exactly. It's hard to be mad at that.
It's hard to be mad at that. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while Geico could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, Geico has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than Geico. Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hey everybody, pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now. Now, Vicki from Maryland mentioned your new Christmas single, Unwrapped You. And now, did you just record this or has it been out a minute? Or what's the behind-the-scenes story of Unwrapping You?
Well, I wrote it with a couple buddies of mine from the ICMs and Corey Barker and Robert, and they were awesome. We wrote it last year sometime, and, you know, since then we've been kind of doing a little pre-production about what, you know, how we were going to release it and what was going on with it and stuff. So we waited until this year, and I think it's going to go over really well. You know, we just released it last week, and it's available on Spotify and iTunes and everywhere. So you guys can just Google it, and it should pop up.
Very, very cool. And this will help us get it in the Christmas spirit. We're going to play it here. Get your mistletoe and holly out there, everybody. Here it is, Unwrapping You by Jada Vance.
Leave the gift there under the tree. I wanna be the only thing that you see. All eyes on me. Baby, here's what you do. Come a little closer, turn the lights down low. Meet me for a kiss beneath the mistletoe. Tonight I'm all about unwrapping you. My heart sing it to
there it was, folks. Happy Christmas, Unwrapping You. Jada Vance, and that's fantastic. Hey, and Jada and I were just talking. I like that track a lot, Jada. I like that a lot. I just wanted to tell
Thank
you. Fantastic Christmas song. And it's getting me in the spirit, man. It's getting me in the spirit. Do you guys have your Christmas lights up yet?
We have started. We are in the process of doing it.
I gotcha. I put ours up the other day, and I think I was first on the block to do it. Well, yeah, maybe first or second. And but we ordered a Christmas tree, and it's not here yet. I keep checking it every day. It's en route. And my girlfriend Danny, we have a really modern, contemporary house and whatnot. And so you're gonna love this. Guess what kind of Christmas tree we have coming?
What's that?
A 7-foot Christmas tree. She wanted.
Oh, wow!
So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Check my blog, and I'm sure you'll see pictures here in about 3 or 4 days.
That's awesome.
Dan and I were talking, and it came up with a very cool thing regarding these gift card. Jada, you tell it, because you can probably say this.
Yeah, so we have, like I said previously in the show, we have download cards for the new Christmas song, Unwrapping You. So what you guys do to enter a chance to win one of those, like I said before, these are great stocking stuffers or little gifts that you can give to your friends or whatever for the holidays. You just go on my Twitter, and it's under Jada Vance Music, and you hashtag Pop Rocks Radio and hashtag Jada Vance Music and hashtag Unwrapping You for a chance to win a download card for Unwrapping You.
Nice. How about that, ladies and gentlemen? How about that? That wasn't even planned. Jada's on it, man. She's got the business head and the talent for, you know, it's just all in one package. I love it.
Oh, thanks.
But we're going to be testing that out. Yeah, fantastic. Of course, man. You know what's going on here, man. I like it. Now, let me ask you, we talked a little bit about your video for Hick and Roll and whatnot, and you're such a natural in these. Do you like making music videos?
Absolutely. They're so fun. I love to be a part of every aspect of the music. So I really, really love, like, the pre-production and the editing and stuff like that whenever it comes to the videos and things. So it's cool.
Nice. Well, very cool. Well, you're really good at it, and I can't wait to see more. And I know, we're promoing and we're pushing, Hick and Roll and Unwrapping You, of course, for Christmas. But I have to ask, as an artist, are the gears turning for the next single and the next project?
Absolutely. Everything is already pretty much lined out, and we're ready to rock and roll for the beginning of the new year. And we're releasing a new single, really, 3 weeks into January. So whenever the season opens back up to release new music, you guys will have another single from me.
Very cool. I'm just writing myself a note here. Get a hold of Jada's people and get her back. No, I'm excited because I really like your music, and I can't wait to hear more. And I know that's selfish, but...
I know.
Good music.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Now, Itch, I want to mention before I forget, again, the website, jadavancemusic.com. And one of the cool things, folks, when you get over there, if you scroll down a little bit, man, she's, like she mentioned, she's on Twitter and Spotify. She's all over the, scroll down a little bit and you get to the socials part of the website. And there's links to Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Instagram. Are you a big Instagrammer, Jada?
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite site to get on. I'm on Instagram more than any of them, I think.
My girlfriend, Danny, is the same. Her latest thing is these Instagram stories. She's always, making these little videos. And, apparently that's just a big thing, man. I don't know about these things. I guess it's
Jamie, we've got to keep you up to date.
I'm telling you. You know, I mention this every so often on the show, and I'm an old man. I don't even use a cell phone, and people are like, oh, why not? Is there some kind of? And I'm like, no, I'm just. You know what it is? A few years ago, about 10 years ago, digital cameras really kind of came into their own, you know? And I was always carrying these digital cameras around, and I was always setting them down and leaving them in places. And after that happened about 7 times, and I'd have to rebuy them, you know what I mean? And they weren't cheap. But and one time I put one in the dryer by mistake. And
oh, my goodness!
Adventures. Yeah, you know?
That is hilarious.
Oh, I know, and phones that you guys have, I mean, what are those, like $500-$600? I'm not doing that.
Yeah, they're expensive. They're really expensive.
Exactly. And people are like, well, how can you survive with it? I'm like, well, Danny has one. She can, but she's not making it for him. You know, they're like, well, what if
you get to use it in between her Instagram stories.
Right now. Yeah, exactly. Now, my phone plugs into the wall. It's very old school. Just sad.
That's funny.
But anyways, I'm fascinated with all this stuff. So it's very, very cool. Well, you're going to be on a ton more shows I'm seeing on here. You're going to be on the Just for Fun radio show and State Show Stoppers, all kinds of stuff happening.
It's going very, down very in Nashville.
I'm telling you. And you're even going to be in the Gatlin. I'm probably saying that wrong. Christmas, man, is there a Christmas parade that you are not in that year? No,
no, I don't think so. Oh, we have about 6, I think.
Well, you built a float, right? You might pull.
Yeah, for sure.
I would be driving that around just for as my normal car. That's what I would.
Just driving around with the float.
All right, with Jade up there waving. Hey. oh, man. Well, Jade, it's about that time. I want to thank you so much for taking time to be on the show and whatnot. You are a lot of fun. A lot of fun and fantastic artist.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me.
Oh, anytime. Anytime. Hey, folks, before we end the show, I want to give a big shout-out to the fine folks over at Core PR. If you are, you know, needing help on your promotions and whatnot, you're in a creative endeavor, in a band or a musician or some such, well, there's some good people to have in your corner. That's all I'm saying. We also have a link up to them as well. Very, very cool. And get over to Twitter and start hashtagging that. What do they have to hashtag again on Twitter?
Jade Vance Music, Jade Vance Music, Pop Rocks Radio, and Unwrapping You. And that's it.
Nice. I'm going to be doing it myself, although I'm not in the running, but...
We may send you one anyways, Jamie.
Well, fantastic. What a day. What a show. I'm so happy. Well, folks, of course, this show will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms. We'll be including on iTunes for free. And if you are listening in the future on iTunes, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor, though. Hit that ratings and review. That's keeps us up at the top of the page. That's where we like to be, baby. That's where we like to be. The view is always better from above. That's actually a very true statement. Anyhow, that's going to do it for us today. Thanks for listening and tuning in. We really appreciate that. And we will see you all next time. Have a great day, everybody.
Jade Vance. JadeVance.com. Get over there, sign up, check it out. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.